starting hour number two. Hope you heard hour number one. If not, that's okay. We'll reset the big topic of the day. Meantime, I am Jim Rohmer coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I'm going to run down Adam Jones momentarily. Got one of the monsters of the phones on hold right now. We'll get to that phone call momentarily. I've got Rex Hoggard of Golf Channel coming up in hour number three. Meantime, I've got a smack-off coming up on June 24th. And as promised, right now, we are joined by somebody who's had a 19-year pro career, five-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, a Silver Slugger, a Marvin Miller Man of the Year Award recipient. He led Team USA to a gold at the World Baseball Classic, the part of San Diego. Good friend of the program. He is Adam Jones. Adam, it's been too long since you and I last spoke. What's going on, man? How are you? How's your life? Uh-oh. It just dropped. I wonder whose fault that was. I mean, it could have been the way I hit the hotline number. I am about extreme ownership. Rock it, Alvin! Might have been my fault. Adam, it's great to have you back. What's up, man? How are you?
Good, good, man. Thanks for the great introduction and then just disconnect. So, yeah.
That's my dude.
It's been a while.
That's what I'm here for, man. That's what I'm just trying to pick you up. That's what I'm here for. I'm just glad you heard that great introduction before I disconnected you. All right, so it's been a while. It's good to have you. You played in Japan for the past 2 years. You wrote this great piece for the Players Tribune this week about your time there. And in the piece, you flash back to when you were really young with the Mariners, and you were just trying to stay out of Ichiro's way in the outfield. Let me start right there. What was Ichiro like as a teammate, and what did you learn from him?
He was awesome. I mean, and just awesome. He, the way he carried himself, he dressed a little different. But at the time, that was when, like, you know, the skulls, just he's like before the skulls started, he used to wear these tank top shirts, sleeves. I mean, obviously shirts with sleeves cut off and skulls. And I'm like, nobody's wearing that yet. But he just was just awesome in every facet of it. I just watched him. And Jay Buhner told me on our very first day of spring training, he said, "Hey, kid, congratulations on everything. Shut the F up and listen. Be a sponge," and walked away. And me at 18 years old, I just said, okay. And I watched everybody. I just listened. I tried and just learned from every single person. And, you know, once I made the change to center field in 06 and I'm taking drills with Ichiro now, I just marveled and watched every action that he did, and I just tried to emulate him because he just came off winning five straight gold gloves, so it's probably somebody you want to emulate.
All right, so one question in, I'm reminded of how much I miss you, man. Adam Jones joining us. What a great response. So, like, when he was playing and he was preparing himself to play, like, what did he demonstrate to you specifically on what it meant to be a professional and how to stay focused on the task at hand, no matter what it was?
Be prepared. I mean, we all got a lot of things going on in life. Obviously, him coming from Japan to America, his main focus and only focus here is probably baseball, opposed to we have a lot of family and different things going on. But he still can have those problems like everybody else. But it's just focus, attention to detail. And like I wrote in a piece, by me going to Japan, I got to, like, my idea of what was going on was solidified by seeing how the Japanese work and their attention to detail. It's a little bit annoying as hell as I'm a little bit older and I ain't trying to do all that work, but they work their tails off. And that's why Ichiro and a lot of the Japanese players that have been fortunate enough to come over to America have been successful because of work ethic.
We're talking Adam Jones. So Adam, what about that? Like the opportunity to play in Japan, where did that come from? And how did you and your family do in your time in Japan? What was that like for you and the fam?
Well, my agent presented me with the offer. He was like, yeah, you know, they're coming at you with a one-year deal. And I was like, you know, I'm going to stay. Let me see if I can latch on with a team here. Let's see. And then he came back a couple days later. He said, they got a two-year deal. And I said, well, that's a lot more interesting. Let's see what more they have. And we came to a deal that, you know, talked to my wife, I could not turn down. But the coming weeks was the hardest part because I had to decide December 10th. Opposed to, you know, a lot of guys sign now into February, into March. And I'm like, well, I just gave up all that. And it kind of was weighing on me. So I just was trying to, you know, take that into consideration and understand and look at, I'm going to a great situation, take advantage of it. My wife was the first one, like, hey, we going to Japan. So just like, get your act together and let's go. We're going and enjoy. We're going to enjoy it. So obviously having my wife is the biggest support system, and just my family, brothers, sisters, mom, dad, agents, you know, friends, and all the people that's in my circle that were just like, hey, man, this is a cool experience. Only thing that sucked about Japan was COVID, and no one was able to come over there. But besides that, like, I'm trying to tell anybody that has the opportunity to go over there, go. It's great money, first off, because that's the reason why you're going. It's a fantastic experience. If you have kids, they're gonna have an experience that that I never had, that my wife did. She got to live in Paris as a kid, lucky. But just exposing your kids, exposing yourself to something completely different. And if you know me, I'm a foodie. I just marveled myself in there. As you can tell, I gained a little weight. But that is okay, as I just care about golf.
Adam Jones is joining us.
Man, this is so great.
You know, it was tough enough, Adam, for everybody here to deal with COVID. To your point, COVID hits during spring training of your first season. And as you write, quote, it ended up being my wife and our two boys in an apartment, the four of us figuring everything out together. Like, on the one hand, that sounds like that might be the best thing ever, and it could bring a family together and you can bond. Or it sounds like it might be the biggest challenge ever. How did everybody respond to that, and what was that like?
Well, it was kind of like you have no choice. We're thrown into the fire. Like, I mean, we had plans, everything. I get over there late January, plan. I mean, over there, me and my brother-in-law, we went over there. He came over there together with me just to get acclimated and stuff. And he gained some weight, too, eating all the damn sushi and beef. So, it just came together. Just like, no decision is made by myself. You know, once we got married and then obviously having kids and buying a house, like, you know, like they always say, I buy the house, the woman makes it the home. And that's the truth. You know, if you don't have a support system behind you, it makes things so much tougher. And my wife has been there since day one. And, you know, now that I'm done playing tentatively, she has the opportunity and takes the reins. She started her travel company, Axis Travel, and she is just doing her own thing now. And it's cool to see, you know, her and like me, she just left us to go to Greece for 8 days and it's daddy daycare. And, you know, I'm trying to tell my kids, hey, don't tell mommy that I just gave you all this kind of stuff. And the first thing they do is tell mom that dad gave them. So it's fun. It's the other side of it is fun. And I've talked to a lot of people the last couple of years about, you know, obviously the transition as I got to 32, 33. And a lot of people said this part is actually a lot funner because, you know, all the things that you didn't get to do, you're going to get to do. And just don't try to do everything in one day because you can't.
That's great, great advice. Adam Jones joining us. Let me skip ahead to Game 5 of the 2021 Japan Series. That game's tied, Adam, 5-5 in the ninth. You come off bench to lead off the inning. What do you remember about that moment?
Well, I mean, the whole game was, I'm sitting on the bench going inside because my family's there. You can see in the clips, they're four rows back. I can talk to them. I'm looking at my kids eating ice cream back and forth, like eating ice cream third, fourth, fifth inning. Like, hey, man, you can't get that many ice creams. But just interacting, having fun, but also staying loose and staying ready. So my opportunity comes up, man, but I'm ready. I told our manager every single day, Jamata Nanakai Ne means I'll see you in the seventh inning. And meaning I'm ready. I'm ready for you. The situation that's going to arise for me presents itself after that. I'm ready. Believe it. And I got up there and I said, look, I can only hit Americans, to be honest with you. And it was an American pitcher. And me and him, we had internal battles and jokes and stuff because we got to know each other, McGuff. And, you know, he was just like, hey, I'm going to challenge you if the situation arises itself. And I got 2-0 and I didn't miss it. As soon as I hit it, I knew it was gone. And I went into my trot. And when I got to the end of the dugout, you know, and I seen my family right there, and I seen my wife screaming, my kids jumping for joy. I see just them going crazy. It just was like, if this is my, and then obviously we played another game, but I'm like, if this is it, like, how can I top this? Obviously, I want to win. I want to win the World Series. I mean, there's so many great players that have never won. Ken Griffey Jr. never won. You know what I mean? So that part of the game is not out of my control, but having my kids see that, having my wife experience that, and then having tons of friends send videos and all that kind of stuff like that, I'm good with it, man. It's it's beautiful. It's been a great game for me, for many, many people. So, you know, I'm content with what I did, what I've done, because I played my ass off. And, you know, it's these young kids. It's their generation. It's Cedric Mullins' turn. It's, you know, obviously Mookie Betts is already established, but it's his turn to pass the torch to the next dudes in some years. Like, it's my turn to pass the torch. And, you know, I'm 100% okay with it.
Adam Jones is joining us. I want to follow you up on that in 1 second. That moment was amazing. I mean, that was a 2-0 pitch that you just absolutely hammered over the left field wall. Yeah. I feel like I've seen that hundreds of times from you, but to see your wife and sons in the stands right next to the dugout celebrating was so awesome. You know, you've had an amazing career. As I mentioned, a 5-time All-Star. You have 4 gold gloves. You had that incredible catch in the WBC, but you wrote that nothing beats that moment. Like, what was it that made that moment so special?
Well, I got to share that moment with them. I got to share that moment with my family. The Gold Gloves, the All-Stars, that is a culmination of my teammates pushing me every single day to be better. The pitching staff, they're giving me chances to go run back and catch some balls and make plays. My middle infielders making great plays. It's a team effort for those individual accolades and all that kind of stuff. But this moment, WBC, I shared it with whole America. My son was 3, and the other one was 1. They didn't get to enjoy that. They got to enjoy this moment, and it's crazy because I can tell my kids, hey man, you see these trophies, you see this, and they look at me like, yeah, whatever, Dad, I can beat you in a race and all that because they're older now. I'm like, yeah, whatever, but. They see me the last 2 years playing in Japan, not playing a lot and whatever. But they also have an understanding that I was that dude for a little bit. So I got to remind them, like, hey man, you don't have me waking up making breakfast for you every single morning just because you don't go to private school just because, okay? Respect me.
Dude, preach. I still get that, Adam. I get that from my kids sometimes. Like, I tell the story, Adam. One day, one of my kids said to me, yeah, you were a pretty big deal once, Dad. I know back in the day, you were a pretty big deal. I'm like, yeah, really, Junior? See that house? Yeah, you see that life? You see that? You see all that? Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about. So the piece was so thoughtful and reflective, and you said tentatively, but you sound like you're done. You sound like you're at peace. Are you officially done? Is it official?
I got nothing left to give. Only thing I got to do is, I guess, put in my paperwork. I guess. I mean, there's nothing. I said, my wife gives on me all the time. She's like, you never want to use the word. You never want to say this word. Just say it, okay? You got out there golfing every day. You ain't playing. But again, somebody foolishly could be like, hey, Adam, were you willing to wrap something up? You never know. Hey, you hold out hope. And then if nothing happens, then you can use the word. But again, I just say tentatively because the fat lady is drinking her tea, about to walk to the stage.
She's warming up.
So, yeah, she's warming up. Man, them vocals is warming. The curtain's about to open.
All right, so I'm not going to use the word, but if, in fact, this is the thing. So what are you going to do, man? Can you play golf every single day? Is that a good life, or do you have another plan? What are you going to do?
Well, I can't play golf every day, but I can play a lot. I've just been working, trying to, I want to perfect another craft and get better at another craft. But my wife has told you, started a travel company, Access Luxury Travel, and I'm just trying to take some time off from the schedule. Like I said, 19 years of professional baseball on a schedule. Every day of my life, of my adult life, has been baseball, baseball, baseball. Now it can be my kids. It can be my wife. For they come first. Obviously, they come first no matter what. But in terms of professionally, so now I want to travel with her. I want to be with her and just go everywhere she wants to travel to. And, you know, and then eventually I know that's going to just tire itself out, but hopefully I can get back in the game somehow, some way, you know, if it's through the MLBPA, if it's through the commissioner side, if it's through a team, but, or even if it's through networks, MLB Network, ESPN or Fox, I think that I got a lot of knowledge to give out and just, you know, creativity. And, you know, I think my delivery is always kind of cool. I think people like storytelling. It's not bland like some people can be, or how old sportscasters used to be. And it's, you know, the new era of perspective, I think. And I think a lot of people appreciate my perspective over the years because I'm honest. I tell the truth. Even if you don't like it, I tell the truth about myself, even if I suck. So, you know, I just think that I got some opportunities lined up. But right now, I'm taking time away from it. I just need to wake up, have my cup of coffee, make my kids breakfast, and take them to school and leave me the hell alone.
And get 18 in. Adam Jones, my guest. My man, I've done this a long time. I've seen a lot of guys. I mean, I've seen careers start and finish. I've seen guys' kids start their careers. I've seen a lot of guys that were not ready when the end came. You sound like you are in a tremendous headspace. Your energy is good. And you're absolutely right. I mean, there is some place for you in the sport, whether it's in the front office, broadcasting. You've always understood this. You got to tell stories. You got to give them a show. You got to give them energy. You got to be real. You understand these things. You are the last guy I would ever worry about. But I'm so glad we finally got caught up. Congrats on an amazing career. I know we'll talk sooner next time than the last time, and it's great to have you back, man. I appreciate you.
Bro, I appreciate it. Hope all is well, and let's speak a little sooner next time.
For sure we will. Adam Jones, my guest. No doubt about that.
You in Newport next time.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Lunch
no,
on me.
No boo on you. No boo.
No boo on me. I got you.
I know what you make.
No, I got you. Yeah. Then no boo on me based on what I make.
Yeah.
All right, bro. I will see you there. I got you, too. Adam Jones joining us. I know what you make. No boo. That's a good dude. Always loved having him on. 1-800-636-8686. Not only did he make it clear that lunch is on me, but that it's at Nobu. All right, we're not going to Raising Cane's. Nothing against that place. Nobu. Newport. And not Irvine, by the way. Not Dana Point, not San Clemente, not Tustin. Newport and Nobu. All right, my thanks to Adam Jones. Phone lines are open right now, and I've got one legend on hold. This is the season, all right? So if you normally are not calling and you're a legend of the program and you've got that kind of game, it is the season. Get up in here. This guy understands. He's never won the Smack-Off, but he's always had the game to win the Smack-Off. It could be his year. I don't want to say who it is, but he's on hold. Guaranteed phone call coming up next. In the meantime, you can get through 1-800-636-8686. We've been talking about the flamethrowing in the SEC. The Nictator fired the first shots. Like that was going to be okay. Like he could just come right out and say, at an event with a microphone in his hand, yeah, well, Texas A&M, they bought every one of their players.
A&M bought every player on their team. Made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player.
Yeah, because Jimbo Fisher was going to be cool with that. Yeah, well, shocking development. Jimbo Fisher was not cool with that.
It's despicable that we got to sit here at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know.
Just say it, dude. He just said that you bought your entire team. So say how God did his deal. Just say it, man. Instead of asking me to dig in, Jimbo, just say it. After all, he did just say that you bought your entire team and that he didn't buy one player.
Go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything.
I'd really rather not, Jimbo. I'd rather you just tell me. I mean, as long as we're into it, as long as we're having this conversation, rather than me go talk to others that have worked for him, rather than me getting out a shovel and starting to dig into it, man, just say it. How did God, quote, God, do what he did?
It's despicable.
Yeah, okay, why? What's despicable?
It's ridiculous.
But I'm not putting this all on you. In fact, the two of these guys, both on their high horses, are incredible. Both of them. Both of them in a match race on their high horses. All right, when we come back, Adam Jones, I thought was tremendous. Definitely in a good space. So I've got one question for you. Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so incredible? Well, there is something to be said for the fact that it's a family business, which is cranking it out. Thank you. They stand by their quality. and they produce the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not one and the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper. You can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use just the best ingredients from their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices to their real wood-fired smoke. Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite. And Old Trapper jerky comes in four mouth-watering flavors. You have Old Fashioned, which is classic beef jerky flavor. Exceptionally tender, smoky, and delicious. You've got Teriyaki with the yellow label, where Old Trapper turned the flavor dial to 11, hot and spicy. With a spice so nice, you're going to want to snack twice. And peppered, tender, seasoned beef covered in cracked pepper. You know that's a cold beer's best friend. So grab and go with a 4-ounce bag or load it up with an 18-ounce bag where there is enough for the entire team. If you do not see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I said a guaranteed phone call this segment, which I will get to really quickly. Some quick reaction. Tim Buckley, 98, tweets, I've always been a big fan of the way Adam Jones played the game, but that interview took him to the next level in my book. Respect me. LOL. Great stuff. Oh, he brought it. He definitely brought it. And again, he's in a good place. At NoCal Vic, quote, next time we catch up, it's McDonald's dollar menu on you. We know what you make. Signed, what Scott Services friends say to him.
I'm working with my boss, Cam, and I've been out of baseball since 2004 with the Diamondbacks. And I'm sitting there, and I'm painting this stain. And when you was talking about Wheel of Fortune, because I'm a funny guy, you can ask Larkin, Mike Sweeney, any of the guys I play with. When you said that, I dropped the damn brush, and there's stain all over the place.
Like, I don't know why you want to mock somebody like that. That it was a former major leaguer listening to me while painting. That's cool, Vic. It's cool that people call and think that I'm funny, especially people who play the game. Why are you going to make that into something that it doesn't need to be? Negative. Even saltier, Sarah. It's smack off season, by the way, Vic. I'm looking for your RSVP. You had one of the great RSVPs. It's not enough to show up day of. I need RSVPs. It's just proper etiquette. At Saltier 2022, quote, lunch is definitely not on me. Signed, Tiger Woods.
Oh,
the check is here. Nobody's reaching for the check. Oh, can we split that six ways? Oh. Johnny C-Nut tweets, each row would say, be prepared. What would he say? He'd just say, be prepared.
I just think we were prepared. You know, one thing my trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say? He just told us to be prepared.
Jameis is a national treasure. I love him. I'm telling you, it's a team to watch. Be prepared. Dave the Rocket Guy. Does Jungle Racing have a horse high enough for the Nick Tater or Jimbo? No, they don't make them like that. Horses, I mean. I love both these guys. Both these guys on the highest horse ever. This guy nailed it. At Bill Deemer, Rome. Don't Saban and Fisher know that those who cheat in glass houses shouldn't throw stones? See, that's the thing again. The thing about the SEC, well, the thing about life in a lot of ways, there's honor amongst thieves, right? You know, I've always made light of the fact that if you're not cheating, you're not trying. It's only cheating if you get caught. Well, these guys cheat. We know this. We know there's cheating going on in that conference. We know this. They usually don't narc each other out like that. They don't rat each other out like that. There's honor amongst scumbags. There's a scumbag code. And part of that code would include not showing up in public and saying they bought every one of their players. That's a violation of the code. I don't know the SEC code per se. I've never seen the handbook. I've never coached in that conference. I've never played in that conference. I've never worked in that conference. But I'm pretty sure that saying that guy over there bought every single one of the guys on his team is a violation of that code. I don't think I need to live or work or play or coach in that conference to know that's a violation of the code. And if there was any doubt, we saw the reaction of the guy who got violated, quote unquote, Jimbo. Because then he went to, hey, God over there, why don't you look into how God became God? Look into that. Now we got ourselves beef. I promised you a phone call, so I'm going to get you a phone call. This guy has never won the smack off. Never won doesn't mean won't win. He could. It is smack off season. Let's go to San Antonio, Gino. Gino, what's up?
Romy. Sorry, I can't help but have a little gallows humor. I was thinking when you're like, this guy might win the smack off this year. And I was like, yeah, you know what would help, Rome, is if you took my phone call this year, unlike last year. But, you know, I get it. My fault. This whole thing with Jimbo Fisher and Saban reminds me of an old Norm McDonald joke he told on Weekend Update, where Jeffrey Dahmer was at court and they were describing Norm's telling all the things he did. He ate the liver, he pulled the guy's heart out, he like cut his leg off and made a roast out of it. But in his defense, Jeffrey Dahmer says he started it. That was the joke. I don't know, either you think Norm McDonald's funny or you don't. But my reason for calling today was this actually happened to me. Jungle Tourette's. We all know every single person listening to the show for any amount of time has got a bad case of it. I can't tell you how many parties or dinners I've been to where somebody says something and I just blurt something out and the whole table goes record scratch on me. But yesterday, I walk into my local liquor store and who's standing in there hyping his new bottle of bourbon called, tragically, Fingers, but Scottie Pippen. I lie to you not, Scottie Pippen is doing tastings around Austin. He happens to be in the store when I walk in. There's a whole line of people getting to sign the bottle they're buying. And I just off the top of my head, without even thinking about it, I go, no tipping Pippen. And the whole place just record scratches and stares at me. I kind of ease over and get my bottle of Tito's and skulk out. Nobody thought it was funny except me. Anyway, that was it, Rome. I will see you soon.
Gino, come on, man. I mean, Gino might have done that. I want to call bullcrap on that and say you did not no tipping Pippen and then live to talk about it, because you know how he does not react well to that. But Gino might, man. Gino might. He's like, I can't help but laugh at that, Rome. You're saying that I might be able to win the thing, that just because I haven't doesn't mean I won't. Well, it would help, Rome, if you took my phone call. You know what, though, Gino? I see you working. You're working the refs, Gino. I see what you're doing. You're working the refs. Put that out there, so now I've got to take your phone call. I will tell you this. Number one, if you make it better, I will take your phone call, and generally you do. Number two, the thing I respect about you, a lot of things, but the thing I do respect about you is it is smack-off season, and you are coming in. Even if you're coming in and making up stories like that one, at least you're coming in, and that counts for something. Okay, clones, you tell me. Do you think that Gino saw Scottie Pippen in a liquor store signing bottles of his new hooch, whatever it is, and did the Jungle Tourette's kick in, and did he really no-tippin' Pippen him in front of the entire store and buy a bottle of Tito's and skulk out of there? Do you think that really happened? I usually don't do polls, but I'll do that poll. Do you believe him? Anyway, Gino, you're helping your cause. Even if you're lying out your ass, you're helping your cause. Anybody who comes in, this is part of smack off season. It's arrogant. And rare is the person that can get away with not showing up at all and then showing up day of and not only getting on, but winning. I mean, about the only guy who can do that is Brad. Maybe Lev. But Gino, it's helping your cause. Vic, it's helping your cause. I like it when the legends, and if they're in the field, they're legends. I like it when the legends come in during smack off season. Iron sharpens iron. Get your work in. Get it in. Get your reps in. And in the process, you make it better for the rest of us. I'm taking mental notes. That can only help you. If you want to get on the air that day, come in before that day. Unless you're scared. Quote, a scared coward. You're scared because you don't want to use any of your material because you're hoarding it. Because you're a scared coward. A guy like Gino knows that he can come in today. And 4 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now, 4 days from now, can bring something else to it to make it better. I respect it. Hey, Gino, let me ask you this. Are you going to call me a week from today and say that you were just kind of going about your business and you went into a bar and, much to your shock and dismay, you saw Urban Meyer and your Jungle Tourette's kicked in and you screamed out, "Hey, Pervin Liar!"
It's devastating. Heartbreaking.
And then chase it with, "Yo, Perv, just kidding. Happy hump day, Pervin." Hey, Gino, I know you like to get out and hit the golf ball around. Are you going to tell me next that you saw Colin Montgomery and said, "Hey, Monty, did you smash an entire castle of custard? Monty Doubtfire?" I like it.
Muff.
Muff. Hey, actually, you might see elk around Houston or somewhere. Well, maybe not this week. Hey, my man, did you go courtside to a Laker game and see Irvin Magic Johnson and say, "Yo, what up, Traj?" Did that Jungle Tourette's kick in too? Did you then look over the other way and go, "Hey, hey, Rob Lowe, incredible reinvention. How did you get the GM job for the Lakers? Give my best to the Rambi." Gino's great. Oh, hey, 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 Westbrook.
Westbrook.
Westbrook, what's popping, kid? Gino. Gino went into a bar and saw Scottie Pippen and screamed out, "No tipping, Pippen!" Because the Tourette's is so strong. The Jungle Tourette's. I'll tell you what, Gino, I can almost, I don't want to make any promises, but I can almost guarantee you will get it on the air during the Smack Off this year if you call.
I never heard that.
All right, when we come back, an open segment, and I've got Rex Hoggard coming up. But you know what, though? I mean that, truly. I'm taking mental notes. I know who comes in prior to the Smack Off. It behooves your chances of getting on the air the day of. It doesn't help you once you get on the air, because then what you do speaks for itself. But not everybody gets on that day. Gino just made that pretty clear. And believe me, if a guy like Gino can call the day of and not get on, that tells you how tough it is the day of. Because he's made some of the most ionic calls in the history of the show. Ionic. What I'm getting at is freaking call the show during the season, in the run-up. It can only help you. Now it's time for a sports update. Here you go.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
303 Products has your number with a full line of premium protectants and cleaners. They've got everything you need to keep your car looking new for longer. For more information, go to 303radio.com. Oh, check this guy out. Where the hell have you been? Jeff in Southfield. Jeff in Southfield. Handle at Schoolya. Quote, "Take my call on the Smack Off so I can tell Norm McDonald jokes." Signed, Gino. I mean, Jeff, that's pretty funny. But dude, where have you been? Where has this guy been? I mean, never mind, it's Smack Off season. You got to call. Like, what? This guy doesn't tweet, he doesn't call. This is the guy who made this call back in the day. Came out of nowhere, dropped out of the sky, and then dropped this bomb.
"Jim, Fonzie is the first clone ever. He was a clone before you were even born.
Think about it, clones. The character Fonzie on Happy Days was an adult male, aged somewhere between 30 and 45, not married, no kids, and living in the spare bedroom of a suburban family's home. Now, that's a clone if ever there was one, Jim. I wonder if Fonzie's full name was Arthur Caleb Fonzarelli. Jim, while my respect for the Fonz as a clone has skyrocketed, my respect for the notion of the TV character Fonzie as a ladies' man has plummeted. No wonder he never got a second date with Pinky Tuscadero. Turns out his hopes of scoring with her got Malachi crunched between two realities. He doesn't have one, he doesn't have enough money to take her anywhere better than Arnold's, and two, the bed he wanted to take her to is in the spare bedroom of Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham's house. You know, that elbow in the jukebox trick is a lot less cool when the song that drops is Beck's Soy Un Perdedor. But that's what you get when you hang with Ralph and Patsy. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. In the time of Happy Days, lunch with the monkey. Okay, enough of that. Jim, I don't want to blow the best first call in jungle history by going too long, so I'll leave you now with a quote from Keith Richards. After all is said and done, got to move while it's still fun. Better walk before I get run. Bam, 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 bam.
So that guy makes that phone call. It's his first call ever. And I think I speak for everybody in the jungle when I say, what the hell just happened? What the hell just happened? Who is that guy? Where did that come from? So Jeff in Southfield, when I say to you, you can come out of nowhere and earn a golden ticket and earn a spot in the Smackoff. You can. That guy did. He not only earned a spot, he almost got like an unwritten, unspoken exemption based on the strength of that call alone. Like when you do this as long as I've done this and you hear something that you have never heard before and may never hear ever again, you get that kind of run. Like that was so weird. And so different and so awesome to me. But then where the hell have you been, Jeff? You going to live off that forever? Yes, it will get you into the field this year. You are in. Nice to see that tweet. But where the hell have you been, dude? Let's see here. Jaime, per Pip's Twitter page, he was in Austin yesterday signing his crappy bourbon bottles. Gino is not lying, brah. Steven S.A. Hey, brah. Just because he was on Twitter saying that he was in Austin signing his crappy bourbon bottles does not mean that Gino saw him. Nor does it mean that Gino saw him and screamed out, no tippin' pippin'. He may have. I'm just saying, I'm skeptical. But that's not proof that that happened. No Tippin Pippin being on Twitter saying where he was. Having some geotag and some picture does not mean that Gino was in the same space screaming no Tippin Pippin to no Tippin Pippin. He may have. Gino's kind of like that. He might have. But that's not evidence of it, brah. He might be lying. Brah.
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 Like this guy, AJ Perez. I saw Tanya at the rink the other day and shouted, you're a lion.
You're a liar.
Sorry, I'm sorry. You're a liar and a felon.
You're a liar. You are a felon.
The thing about Jungle Tourette's, this is what I'm saying. There's certain people, in fact, almost anybody, that you don't want to do it to. I know it's like a reaction. And it's, quote, Jungle Tourette's, and it's involuntary. But there's certain people you don't want to try. There are certain people you do not want to try. Tanya would be one of them. No Tippin' Pippin' would be one of them. These are not complimentary things. Telling Tanya she's a liar and a felon
You're a liar.
Might trigger her. We've seen her. Saying Scottie Pippin is no Tippin' Pippin' might be a trigger. Like this guy. Here he is again. No Cal Vic. Romy, I came across Mike Tyson out on the boardwalk and the Jungle Tourette's kicked in and I told him, you wouldn't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. It was awesome.
You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch.
This is what I'm saying. That might be a trigger. But then again, Mike's chill. We saw Mike on the airplane. Mike was trying to be cool. Mike was trying to be chill. Mike was trying to mind his own business. Mike was trying not to beat the crap out of that idiot that was trying to get a rise out of him. He's Mike 2.0. Ray in SA writes, hey, Jim, tell Gino you'll take his call the Monday after for sure. Now, like I said, I like the fact that he's coming in, even if he's coming in and lying. Does not make him a felon, but he's coming in during Smackoff season. It's helping his chances of getting on the air that day. Zachary Bullock tweets, jungle roulette. When your jungle Tourette's flares up around Orenthal, I dare anyone to try. This is what I'm saying. All right, so really quickly, I should backtrack. Bruce Gilbert's in the back of my mind. Hey, Jim, what if they don't know what jungle Tourette's is? Good point. Jungle Tourette's is, I didn't come up with that myself. Some clone coined that. But if you listen to the program, there's a snap reaction. When you hear something or you see something, you think something, and not making light of Tourette's at all, but you might react out loud. As an example, Gino saw Scottie Pippen and immediately thought and blurted out, allegedly, no tipping Pippen. It was Marty in Norman, Alvin says, who broke out the explanation for jungle Tourette's.
I'm suffering from this jungle Tourette's, and it's tearing up our marriage. Saturday, she calls me that morning and says the dogs are out of hand, the youngest one just out of control. Of course, it triggers, what do you want me to do? Come over and shoot them. She puts a dress on that night to go to dinner. Does this dress make me look fat? Jim, we know what happened there. We go to the restaurant, our local hangout. The waiter says, do you want two baskets of rolls this time, Marty? And of course I say, that's true for me. Jim, I need some help. Can you help a clone out?
And come to find out, Marty, you're not the only one. In fact, everybody listening who's heard the show more than once is suffering from the same affliction. I do it myself. I'm the host. You think you've got a problem with it? I'm the host. It's not curable. You can only manage it, and it will flare up at the worst possible time. Rex Hoggard joins me when we come back. Stay tuned. Hour number 3, straight ahead.